Chairs any way you want. Proktaram yagya tapasham. Boktaram yagya tapasham. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Suridam sava bhutanam. Suridam sarva bhutanam. Gyatva mam shantim richati. Gyatva mam shantim richati. Have you got the right page? It's chapter 5, text 29. On the inside you can see the text, the numbers. Boktaram yakya tapasham. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Suridam sarva bhutanam. Gyatva mam shantim richati. This is one of the verses that you have to learn for Bhakti Shastri, so you may as well learn it now. Boktaram yagya tapasham. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Suridam sarva bhutanam. Gyatva mam shantim richati. Boktaram yagya tapasham. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Suridam sarva bhutanam. Gyatva mam shantim richati. Please. Boktaram yakya tapasham. Savaloka maheshwaram. Suridam sava bhutanam. Gyatva mam shantim richati. Boktaram yagya tapasham. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Suridam sava bhutanam. Gyatva mam shantim richati. Ladies. Boktaram yagya tapasham. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Suridam sava bhutanam. Gyatva mam shantim richati. Boktaram yagya tapasham. Savaloka maheshwaram. Suridam sava bhutanam. Gyatva mam shantim richati. Boktaram yagya tapasham. Savaloka maheshwaram. Suridam sava bhutanam. Gyatva mam shantim richati. Anyone else? Boktaram, the beneficiary, yagya, of sacrifices, tapasham, oh, it's tapasam, tapasam, and penances and austerities. Sarvaloka, of all planets and the demigods thereof. Maha Ishvaram, the Supreme Lord, Suridam, the benefactor, Sarva, of all, Bhutanam, the living entities, Gyatva, thus knowing, Mam, me, Lord Krishna, Shantim, relief from material pangs, Richati, one achieves. Translation: a person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. This is the peace formula. Please repeat. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. I just want to point out a couple of words. Beneficiary is the person who receives benefit. Benefactor means someone who gives the benefit. It means it's the same as well-wisher. Beneficiary and well-wisher is the same. And pangs means like aches and pains. Purport: the conditioned souls within the clutches of illusory energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world. But they do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of the Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply this: Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activities. Men should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord, because He is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereof. Proprietor means that He owns everything. Everything belongs to Krishna. No one is greater than He. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, Svet Asvatara Upanishad 6.7, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishvaranam Paramam Maheshvaram. Under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all they survey, but actually they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. The Lord is the master of material nature, and the conditioned souls are under the stringent laws of material nature. Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world, either individually or collectively. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator, and all living entities, including the great demigods, are His subordinates. One can attain perfect peace only in complete Krishna consciousness. And now is a general description of the fifth chapter. This fifth chapter is a practical explanation of Krishna consciousness, generally known as Karma Yoga. The question of mental speculation as to how Karma Yoga can give liberation is answered herewith. To work in Krishna consciousness is to work with the complete knowledge of the Lord as the predominator. He's the boss. Such work is non-different from transcendental knowledge. Direct Krishna consciousness is Bhakti Yoga, and Jnana Yoga is a path leading to Bhakti Yoga. Krishna consciousness means to work in full knowledge of one's relationship with the Supreme Absolute. And The perfection of this consciousness is full knowledge of Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A pure soul is the eternal servant of God as his fragmental part and parcel. He comes into contact with Maya, illusion, due to his desire to lord it over Maya. And that is the cause of his many sufferings. As long as he is in contact with matter, he has to execute work in terms of material necessities. Krishna consciousness, however, brings one into spiritual life, even while one is within the jurisdiction of matter. For it is an arousing of spiritual existence by practice in the material world. The more one is advanced, the more he is freed from the clutches of matter. The Lord is not partial towards anyone. Everything depends on one's practical performance of duties in Krishna consciousness, which helps one control the senses in every respect and conquer the influence of desire and anger. One who stands fast in Krishna consciousness, controlling the above-mentioned passions, remains factually in the transcendental stage, or Brahma-nirvana. The eightfold yoga mysticism is automatically practiced in Krishna consciousness because the ultimate purpose is served. There is a gradual process of elevation in the practice of yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. But these only preface perfection by devotional service, which alone can award peace to the human being. It is the highest perfection of life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the fifth chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of karma yoga, or action in Krishna consciousness. Bhaktaram yagita pasham sarvaloka maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyadvamam shantim richati. Let's say the prayers that are in the beginning of the introduction. Om Gyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Taitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutakapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripasandubhya Evacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Sri Advaita Gadata Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today's verse is 925, it's the peace formula. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be one, the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, two, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and three, the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. So like I was saying, the beneficiary means one who's receiving the benefit. So jnanis especially, there are persons who engage in karma yoga. They make sacrifices to please the demigods. Usually it's to please the demigods. Like it was mentioned in the third chapter, remember? 3.9. Let me see if I marked it. 3.11, sorry. The demigods, this is 3.11. The demigods, being pleased by sacrifices, will also please you. And thus, by cooperation between men and demigods, prosperity will reign for all. So there are some people who make it, they make sacrifices, they hope to please the demigods, and then they get some material benefit, which is very nice. If you don't want to go back to Godhead, it's very nice to get some material benefit. But really, in all these sacrifices, they also worship Vishnu. They have to worship Vishnu first, before they worship the demigods. And Krishna is saying, any benefit that's given by the demigods, actually it's coming from me. So he's the ultimate receiver of the sacrifices, and he's the giver of the rewards. So Bhaktaram Tapasham, so that the jnanis, they're doing tapasha. Oh, let me see what Bhujan said. This is from A Surrender Unto Me by Bhurijan Das. He was mentioning about the jnanis. So the jnanis are doing... he just says that they're doing austerities and penances, but actually Krishna is the goal and the beneficiary of the austerities. And then the Sudidam Sarva Bhutanam, that refers to the yogis. So everyone is getting their benefits from Krishna, the karmis, who are doing the sacrifices, the jnanis, who are looking for knowledge. They know I'm the super soul. They know I'm the soul. I'm not this body. They know I'm not this body, and so they're doing this tapasya. And the yogis, they're meditating, they're doing all kinds of... they're following the path of eightfold mysticism, which is what the next verse is about. Prabhupada already mentioned the eight. He named the eight limbs of Astanga Yoga as a kind of introduction to the next chapter, which will be starting tomorrow. I'll just go through the word for word. Bhaktaram was the beneficiary, the person who gets the benefit. Yagya is sacrifices. So we're also doing sacrifices. What kind of sacrifices are we doing? Yes, Sankirtan Yagya. And there's one more that we do. Let me see if I got it right. 3.13. What's 3.13? Remember 3.13? The Prasadam verse. Yagya. Yagya shista shana shanto mushanti sarva kil bishai punjite te tvagam papaye pachanti atmakaranat. The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Prasadam. So that's also a yagya. And there's one more. 10.25. Jap Jagya. Yakyanam Maharishina 10.25. Maharishinam Brigora Ham Gira Makshmeka Maksharam Yakyanam Japa Yakyosmi Stafaranam Himalaya. Of the great sages I am Brigu. Of vibrations I am the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices I am the chanting of the holy names Japa. And of immovable things, I am the Himalayas. So that's our sacrifices. Sankirtan Yagya, the congregational chanting of the holy names. Prasadam, giving Krishna, Bhog. He's getting dressed now, they're putting his night clothes on, and then he'll have a little supper. Around 8.30, they'll bring him some... very nice cooked food, which they're just finishing cooking now. And then japa, our morning yagya. Tapasya, what's our tapasya? Penance and austerities, what's our tapasya? getting up in the morning. At least for most people, most of us, it's the tapasya. Getting up in the morning and going to the morning program and chanting our rounds before class, that's tapasya. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Krishna is the supreme lord of all planets and demigods. So I was thinking today, how many planets are there? I grew up thinking you've got the sun and then you've got nine planets. Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, a few others. But Krishna's not talking about these planets. He's talking about millions and millions of planets, all the stars, thousands and millions and millions. These are all also planets. And he's the boss of all of these. And he's also the boss of the demigods. Sometimes Mahesh or Maheshvara means Shiva. When people say Shiva, the Shiva devotees, they call him Mahesh. Maha Ishvara. Ishvara means controller. We're all little Ishvaras. We all control something. Or maybe not as much as we want to control, or as much as we think we control, little controllers. And then the big controllers are Brahma, Shiva. But the Maha Maha Ishvara is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Vishnu. Suridam, nice word. Suridam means the benefactor. Or I looked it up in the dictionary on the internet, and it's first I looked it in, I looked Suridam in the Veda base, and there were different translations were friends, relatives, and well-wishers. And then I typed in well-wisher, and your ever well-wisher came up 5,700 times, because that's how Prabhupada signed his letters, your ever well-wisher. He's always wishing well to the people he was writing the letters to. So that's Suridam. And then if you look at the word Suridam, it's heart, in the heart. There was one translation where it meant literally in the heart. So Krishna is our best friend. Some people say a man's best friend is his. But what turns out is Krishna is our best friend. Why? Apart from he gives us everything we need. The sun, the light, the air, the plants. Who makes the plants grow? You throw down some seeds and little leaves come and they turn into plants. So they give us so much fruit. Someone is organizing the rain and the sun. But what he also does, Krishna is, he's in the heart. So the soul, that's me, I'm the soul in the heart. And there's Krishna as well, the super soul in the heart. So everywhere the soul goes, he accompanies the soul. This body, that body, even the dog. The dog is, okay, his body is different, but he is also a spirit soul. Just his body is different, he's not so intelligent. But Krishna is also in his heart. And the mouse, he's also a soul. And Krishna is also in his heart. Everybody, even the pig or horrible bodies, there are some, if you look on the internet, so many various species which are not very nice. Krishna is also in the heart. And the other reason why he's our best friend is because he's given us this knowledge, how to get out of here and go back home, back to Godhead. And he sends his pure devotees as our spiritual masters. So there's another spiritual master arriving this evening. He's on his way in the car now. He'll be just leaving leaving the place now. He's coming by high-speed train. So he's on his way to Radhadesh now. And there's also a couple more already here. So we're getting a lot of nectar at the moment. So this is the representative of Krishna. So this is also a form of his mercy to us. It's just proving he's our best friend. Sarvabhutanam, that means all the living entities. Gyatvamam Shanti. Shanti, what does Shanti mean? Peace. So in the word for word, Prabhupada translates it as relief from material pangs, but then in the running translation, he uses the word peace. Shanti. peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. So how can we get peace? What was it, 266? One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. How can there be any happiness without peace? So we've got to get connected with the Supreme. On our wireless network, I remember years ago my spiritual master saying, we know where Krishna lives, we know what he looks like, we even know his telephone number. Anyway, we're more modern now, we have this wireless network, direct connection. You might need a password. Jai Shri Krishna Taitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda. So to get connected with the Supreme, that's how we can get I just check my notes. So years ago, I was part of the peace movement, and we used to have we used to do things called demonstrations and protests, and it was supposed to be for peace, but it was not really an exhibition of peace. It was more like some people would get angry, and we want peace, and it wasn't really didn't make you feel peaceful inside. And then there's another kind of peace that was in the 60s, putting flowers in the hair and saying peace and smoking certain things and having free love. That's not didn't really lead to peace. So there are different people try in different ways, or groups of people try in different ways. But Krishna's saying, if you want peace, you have to get connected with the Supreme. What was the expression Prabhupada used? Krishna consciousness means to work in full knowledge of one's relationship with the Supreme Absolute. What is the Supreme Absolute? So there's three phases of understanding. One is the all-pervasive. Krishna's, he's everywhere in his energy, Brahman. There's the localized aspect in the heart, Paramatma. And there's also the personal. Krishna is personally present in his abode. He's having fun with his friends, like he's on the picture on the wall there having fun. He's always having fun with his friends, and he's here, and he's all pervasive. So the absolute truth is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what's he got to do with me? What's my relationship with Krishna? If you go to there's a nice story. It's not a true story, but it's a nice story. There was one man, he wanted to be God. So he was praying, and please let me be God. And he was doing so much austerity. Eventually God said, okay, we'll swap places. You be God, and I'll take your place. So after 1 week, he goes back and he says, I don't want to be God anymore. But you did so much austerity, and you were praying for so long, for so many years. What happened? Oh, the whole week, the people are just praying to me, give me this, give me that. Which is what most people are doing, praying for material things. If you go in the chapel in the hospital, he's got a whole order of who to look after and who to make better, and please give me this, please give me that. That's the order supplier. Seeing the universal form, or the universe as the supplier of our orders. So that's not the not pure devotional service. Pure devotional services, what can I do for you? How can I please you? How can I serve you? So our relationship is supposed to be servant of Krishna, or servant of the servant of Krishna, or servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. So supposing we can say Prabhupada is the servant of Krishna, and his disciples are the servants of Prabhupada, and then we can be the servant of the servant of Prabhupada. Who wants to be a servant? I want to be the boss. But the thing is that if you serve Krishna, you get more pleasure than trying to be the boss. It will make you more happy to serve the devotees than to have them serve you, worship your lotus feet. I remember being at a festival one day and I was thinking, there's something missing. I'm not feeling the bliss. And I thought, I'm not serving the devotees. But I went and did some service and then I got the feeling back. We have to stop at 4:15. Okay, so I'll stop here and I won't say the rest of the things. Has anyone got any questions or anything to add? Yes, Mark? Yeah. So it's not pure devotional service, but 7:16, O best among the Bharatas, four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. So although it's not pure devotional service, if you do have a material desire, we should go to Krishna. Not they, also us. Maybe you don't never have any material desires. Maybe you never say, oh Krishna, can you fix this for me? But some of us do. And it's also allowed. Anything else? Time for the bhajan. Thank you for listening. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Who's going to lead the singing? Ah, a musician has arrived.